Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. You see, I have a conviction. Spiritual growth is about what you and I do every single day, not just on Sundays at church. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about faith in God's ability to provide. Lately in my prayer life, I have been bringing a particular need to God. It's a request for God's provision. Now, I'm a problem solver by nature, but in this case, there is nothing I can do to solve the situation. I need God to provide. Have you ever been there? Over the course of my life, I have seen God's financial provision in miraculous ways. I can honestly say that God has never failed. There have been good seasons and also difficult ones, but through it all, the Lord has always provided. I love verses like Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, which says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." What a wonderful promise from the Word of God. While I know and believe God's Word is true, and while I've seen God's faithfulness in my past, as I face this particular need, I once again have to activate my faith that God will provide. A story from the Old Testament has really helped me lately. It's found in Genesis chapter 22. God made Abraham a promise that he would have a son. This son would be the first of a great nation. The promised son did not arrive until Abraham and his wife Sarah were too old to bear children. It was a miracle baby. We can only imagine the utter joy Abraham and Sarah had as their son was born, especially after so many years of waiting. As little Isaac began to grow, they would teach him about God, and life was really good. But one day, God speaks to Abraham and says something that would shake him to his core. I wonder if he even told Sarah what God had said. In verse 2, the Bible says, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain. I will show you." Now, Scripture does not reveal Abraham's emotions or his internal wrestling with God, but we have to believe that it was present. All we see next is Abraham's obedience. The next morning, he and Isaac got up early, loaded their donkey, and set off for the journey. As the story continues, Isaac notices something is wrong. Something is missing. This is clearly not the first time Abraham and Isaac have gone to the mountain to sacrifice to the Lord. Isaac looks around and realizes something is missing, and he speaks up. In Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, "Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, 'Father?' 'Yes, my son,' Abraham replied. 'The fire and the wood are here,' Isaac said, 'but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?' Abraham answered, 'God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.' And the two of them went on together." As I read these verses, I am struck by the sheer raw faith of Abraham. At this time, Abraham did not know how God would provide. He did not know what would happen, but he did know that God had made him a promise concerning his son. God would not fail him. I believe Abraham even trusted in the ability of God to raise Isaac from the dead, but he would not stop trusting just because he didn't know how God would fulfill his promise. You see, Abraham was being tested by God. He was being asked to give up the thing that was the most precious to him in this world. Would his faith in God be more important than anything else? Abraham did not know what God would do. He didn't know what God would provide, but he knew that God would do it. Abraham's confident words echo in my heart: God himself will provide. Faith in God's provision is a choice. As I face my current situation, not knowing what God will do or how he will do it, I will be like Abraham. I will lift my voice and say with confidence, God himself will provide. I'm sure there is some area of your life in which you too need God's provision, whether it be the provision of finances, strength, peace, encouragement, direction, or even hope. Let's choose to believe that God will never fail. And here's today's challenge. Like Abraham, our faith is tested. Let's pass this test by putting our confidence in God. Faith comes first, then the blessing. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting my website, 5minutediscipleship.com. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. Also, please leave a review of this show. It's not that hard, and I would be so very grateful. You can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.